Yonkers.
N4ZLK Mobile.
Well, good morning, Shane. Very nice to hear you. Just leaving the doctor's office, had a chest x-ray and a normal checkup, and he said I look pretty good. Nobody else has ever told me that.
Dinner after that?
Just had an idiot pull out in front of me. I missed your last one.
And I just said, did he ask you out to dinner after that?
No, but he don't have to see anybody like me for a while because he's going to retire in 1 week, didn't he say, Bernice? probably because of me.
Bernice, hope you're well. And Tom, I'm glad you had a good checkup. That's great. Now, hope you don't have to go back for a little while.
Another month, and they said my chest x-ray looked pretty good. Boy, this old boy's on the left side of the road going down a blind curve. I wonder if he's on the phone or not, Shane.
They use communication devices while they're driving. It's scary out there.
Leastwise, I'm looking forward and not looking down at my phone. There he went again. He's across both double lines.
It's scary. It is scary out there. I'm headed over to pick up a couple of cedar posts for the front porch that I ordered a couple weeks ago. Got to try to figure out when I can install them. If they're not that heavy, I should be able to do it myself. So we'll see.
Fun. Those are heavy.
Could be heavier than I'm thinking, but cedar's a light wood, a lighter wood in weight-wise, but these are green. They don't sell them kiln-dried because it would take years. If you let it sit out and dry, it takes about a year per inch, and these are 8 inches thick, so it would take a while.
So, well, I go from a crazy in front of me to a tailgater behind me. I don't like that at all. But if he tailgates me, I'll just slow down below the speed limit.
On people, I don't realize they're going as slow as they are, and especially at nighttime, I'll always back off. Because even my truck's not a new truck, but those lights can still be bright when you're right on somebody's bumper, and I don't like to do that. I don't like to crowd people.
It's really bad nowadays about being high, and I've noticed that too, Shane. Well, I talked to Wyatt a while ago. He's talking about putting up a 40-foot tower.
I haven't heard him in a while. Hope he's doing well. That'll be nice. I'm trying to decide if I want to put a tower up where I am or not. I've got a lot of trees. I can run wire antennas with no problems, but I don't know if I want to put a tower up or not to get a vertical, get some, you know, a beam or a VHF, UHF beam or something put up there.
Nice. They make a good lightning rod. The tower does require some maintenance at times with the rotator and all of that, you know. And you want to buy a good rotator, that's for certain. Of course, if you're just running VHF, UHF stuff, you don't need a big one. But they are nice, and the beams are nice. Patrick's got the same kind of antenna. I used to have one. I was back up in Kansas, Boomer, 13-element.
Range kind of blocks me from getting any of the repeaters up in the western North Carolina area. And there's a couple down in Georgia I wouldn't mind hitting. I know I can hear them when I come into my neighborhood, but I'm down a little bit lower. And my antenna's up 30 feet on the house, but I still got a little bit of a hill in front of me. So I don't know. It's just something I've thought about, but I don't know if I'll ever do it or not. I don't have enough room in the, without cutting some trees down to install a big HF beam or anything like that. I would probably just stick to the wire antennas for HF.
Yeah, any problem with my wire antennas as far as as far as HF goes, I talked to Australia last night on 10 meters. 10 meters opened up a little bit, about 9:30, 10 o'clock. And there were several stations on from Australia on 10 meters, which I very rarely run 10 meters. But, gosh, I just, well, the first engine I put up, Dave Watson helped me put up, W4DJW, and I made over 1,000 contacts that year, just on that super loop.
Is that okay? Yeah, I've heard you talk about that super loop. It seems like a really good one. I need to think about something. I really need to get the end of my end fed. I've got 130-foot wire. I need to get it up a little bit higher. It's probably up 30 feet, but it might do better to go higher. But anyway, I enjoy it. I haven't had a lot of time lately. Maybe I'll be able to get into it more.
But higher is the best if you're on HF. I would say, anyways, but my Carolina Wyndham, it's the big one, but the smaller one works great, too, and I'd highly recommend it. I've talked all over the world on it, too, and then I put up a 160-meter vertical, which is wire. I haven't been overly enthused about it, but the Carolina Wyndham, that's 160 meters, wow, it's just done great. And I'm sure it's got lobes all over the place if you talk to the aficionados, you know, of HF. But it just works great, Shane. There goes the hawk. He's down here watching my neighbor's chickens. He's been watching mine. But he can't get at them, so there's two of them out here, and they screech all day long at times. Well, Shane, we've just arrived home. I think Patrick may be coming by in a little while, and haven't seen him in a while, so that'll be great.
Please have a great day. I really enjoyed speaking with you this morning. I'm glad you're doing well. Please say hello to Patrick for me, and I'll talk to you later. Have a great day. N0TR and 4ZLK.
His timing's good because I got to go to cardiac rehab at 2:30, but I talked to him last night on the telephone and told him that. But it doesn't matter. Bernice will be here anyways. So if she ain't out in the garden digging weeds or something, can't keep them farmers down. See you later, Shane. In 4ZLK, in 0TR 73.